Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. When I was on my first spiritual retreat in 1988, I was at the Cenacle. For the sisters of the Cenacle run that. They're spiritual directors, and it was on Fifth Avenue. And I had Sister Judith. And I was there for a three-day silent retreat. We ate in silence. When we had Holy Communion, you could respond, but that's the only time you could really talk, except when you had your individual spiritual direction meetings. And she'd give me for 1 week, one section of scripture, which was Isaiah 43. And this is what I meditate upon. But now, says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, and He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flames shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. That's a powerful, powerful part of Scripture for me. And as I meditated upon that, I thought about, gee, you know, God chose me to be a special person who He loved. And I said, well, it's not just me. God chose you to be a special person He loved. And as I had 3 days reflect on it, I couldn't talk to anybody. I was able to walk around and went past WQED, where Mr. Rogers was. And there's a beautiful Byzantine church that I walked through, and they had some icons. And it was a very, very spiritual time for me. And the reality was that God loves me, my light side and my shadow side. And He loves you, your light side and your shadow, all of you. There's nothing you can hide from God that He doesn't love about you. And I said, well, gee, how do I remember that? How do I get all that? And I said, how do I know that's true? And I said, well, like Martin Luther said, well, but I'm baptized. We're baptized. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are chosen by God. You are loved by God. You are unique. There's nobody like you that ever has been born and ever will be born. You are precious in God's sight as you. Your story, your light side, your dark side, it's all loved and forgiven by Jesus Christ on the cross. And so when we have today Jesus' baptism, and we hear the heavens opened when Jesus was baptized and the voice came from heaven, you are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased. That's not just for Jesus Christ, that's for all of us. And today, two outstanding young men are going to confirm their baptism in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'm going to try to get this right. Grant Beecher Brower and Christian Joseph Brower, who used to be years ago Brower I guess that was like brewery, but now you're just brewers. Like, so you make the beer, and then Schenker means to give wine or give beer. So you made the beer, I would give the beer. So that was, our families might have had some kind of connection there. I don't know. But you know, this is very, very special for me, and I wish it was a healthier time, because the church would be packed, and a lot of people have sent their love. But I mean, we go back. I knew these guys for the first time when I was at Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church on Branch School Road, and there was a handsome young guy that he had quite a story about. Almost his eyes shot out in the Big Dave, and he was working on his Pro Deo Patri for his Boy Scouts, gone country, worked with it. We went to saw the bishop, and we saw the synod, and we would have done it with you guys too, but this COVID thing's a bear. And then I confirmed him at Trinity. Then I got to marry Beth and David, and it worked out pretty good. They're still married. That's good. I tied a good knot, and I got to baptize. I baptized Grant on June 24th, 2007, and I baptized Christian a few years later on March 23rd, 2010. And these guys They come from a long DNA, a long tradition of pastors going way, way back. Daddy Dave is doing a, Grandpa Dave is doing a history of that. In fact, he gave us the history of our church. So thank you for an update with that. And he's the guy in the pulpit once in a while. You recognize him, right? He's been here a few times. Grandpa Dave was working with the kids. You know, when kids go on vacation to the beach, you swim, you boogie board, things like that. Not these guys. Dave was working with them, teaching them the catechism. They're memorizing the catechism on the beach. That was way back, 2018? Yes. Yeah, 2018. So they were primed to come and learn the catechism. And then we started our classes in the fall of 2018. And it was quite a journey. We began classes in the fall, but then we were almost done. We were getting close to 2019, and they were doing their work and the sermon reports and studying the parts of the catechism, and guess what happened? COVID! So, but you know, Grandpa, Grandpa, Mom and Dad, they're, like Luther said, the husband is the bishop and the wife's the bishopess of the home, and they worked with their guys, even during COVID. And now, after many, many years, and Grant, I think you're 7 inches taller, we're having their confirmation today. We really love you and we're really proud of you. And they didn't give up, and they learned the Ten Commandments. Luther said the catechism is basically the cliff notes of the whole Holy Scriptures. The Ten Commandments, that's basically the way God's saying to worship him, to have no other gods, to not take his name in vain, to honor the Sabbath, to honor your father and mother, you know, and all the rest of the commandments. These are God's way of living together. And then the Creed, the Apostles' Creed. I am God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, Jesus Christ, we believe in him and the Holy Spirit, that God provides everything for us. He loves us. So the Creed tells us who God is and how God treats us. He saves us in Jesus Christ. He makes it, helps us believe this, because we can't believe on our own, but the Holy Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole church in us. And then they learn, we can know this God, we can talk to this God through prayer, the Lord's Prayer. And, you know, our Father, and it's not saying my Father, God is my Father, but he is our Father. God loves all of us. And we are to come to God in prayer, just like a little boy, a little girl would jump into Grandpa's lap to hear his story. And God's there to hug us and love us. He wants to hear from us. And we could pray anytime, any place, and God's there to hear from us. And then we learned the confession to say, hey, you know, we have a dark side too. We have a shadow side, all of us do. And we can confess that. We can say, hey, this is where I blew it. This is where I'm wrong. This is where I was really wicked. I need forgiveness and to know God's forgiveness and love. And then they learn the sacraments, holy baptism, that in the waters of holy baptism, they are made children of God, all children of the same Heavenly Father, and work with us in the kingdom of God. They learn Holy Communion. This is my body. This is my blood. Do this. Jesus didn't suggest this. He said, do this in remembrance of me. So he had God's command in Jesus Christ. He had the holy element, water, or bread and wine, and he had the promise. You're a child of God. You receive forgiveness and receive Holy Communion with God. They studied all this, and they learned this. And it's part of them now in their soul. And they're going to continue. Just like Martin Luther said, I got to study the catechism every day. And that's why I love teaching it, because I learned so much from them, their ideas and their insights. And hopefully learn a little from me and from their parents and their grandparents and from you. Because you're all instructors. When they're baptized, you all take responsibility for them growing in the faith. So this St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church becomes a holy incubator to grow and hatch Christians and help them grow. And they're going to tell you a little more about what it meant to them. So you want to go older brother first or younger brother first? Whoever wants to go first, they're going to tell you their faith statement. Yeah, I guess Christian got the shorter straw. So you come over here and remember, wow.
Hang on. to church, I feel peaceful and welcome. At church, I strengthen my faith by doing jobs such as being an acolyte and reading scriptures. The people at church are always nice and welcoming when I go there. I enjoy events after church service ends when we get to eat and play games. I like singing hymns with my family because it brings us closer together and it's fun. In the future, in my faith journey, after confirmation, I plan to be a communion assistant and help with church picnics. I also plan to take my own family to church and guide my children onto a successful faith journey. I would like to confirm my faith as a Lutheran because Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Praying makes me feel safe and closer to Jesus. He fed the hungry and healed the sick. The Bible verse I selected was John 3:16, which says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. I chose this verse because it shows that God gave his most precious gift away so that all people shall live in harmony.
Thank you, Christian. That leaves only one. Do you remember?
Going to church makes me feel closer to God. Being around nice people helps me understand how to be a better person. The church influences my faith by showing me how I can serve God. I found that I can do this by being an acolyte, helping at food drives, and giving clothing to the homeless. Doing these things help me become a better person. My church guides me in the direction that I want to go in. I believe that God works through us to serve others. I want to confirm my faith because I want to strengthen my relationship with God. Doing this would help me realize my goals as a Lutheran. Without God, I'd be confused, and I wouldn't be doing good deeds for God, and I'd be doing those deeds for myself. With being confirmed in the church, I can focus more on serving others and helping the church. To me, Jesus Christ is my Savior. Jesus is my Savior because he's helped so many people and has affected my life as well. By helping my grandpa through his heart surgery and bringing me closer to him through school with prayers and Bible verses. My Bible verse is 1 Thessalonians 5:11. This verse says, "Therefore you should encourage one another and build each other up just as you are doing." To me, this means that all people should be respecting and helping one another through whatever they may be going through, just as they would do the same thing for you. My faith in Jesus will help me put me in the right direction for the rest of my life.
Thank you. Thank you, Grant and Christian. In baptism, God said, "I love you." By your faith statements, you said, "I love God, and I'm going to be part of God's mission in the world. You're going to be the light and the love of God." And we thank God for you. We're proud of you. And we're proud of Dave and Beth for loving their children, for helping them grow in the faith, for helping them in their catechism and bringing them here. And Grandpa and Grandma for being such good role models and cracking the whip to have them learn the details of the faith. And passing on wonderful tradition. I mean, it needs to have three generations here. Passing on that tradition to each one. And to our congregation, the Don. I mean, you had these guys, Crucifer, and parts of the lectors, and parts of Holy Week, and Christmas Eve, and everybody here, the way you encourage and love Christian and Grant, and support them in their faith. And by your lifestyle, your baptized lifestyle, you model for them what it means to be a mature Christian in Christ and to be faithful to his church and to his mission. So to all of you, I applaud all of you. Thank you. Thank you for being dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you for being dear mentors to Grant and Christian. And in a few moments after our hymn, where the creed is, they're going to come up and affirm their baptism. And we will know that they'll receive again the same gift they received in their baptism, the Holy Spirit of God. So for Christian, Grant, thanks be to God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.